Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Leaving Las Vegas, featuring Drew, Amar, and Braden, who's checking in from the D3 conference happening right now in where? You guessed it. Las Vegas. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring posthumous.com, evo.io, and goodvibesonly.org. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including cranio.com, digitalstrategies.com, ifolio.com, and vegaslive.com. Keeping with the theme of the show. And we also talk about USM Furniture and their exact match domain name. NamesCon, which is coming up in Austin, Texas, June 5th to June 8th. Go to namescon.com for more info on that. And we also discuss some trends related to the expiry streams at some of the biggest registrars. All that and more is coming up now on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides new search functionality and the transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain name and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information relating to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J On, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review. We get into the minds of the most successful domain investors in the world to use real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. The experts, these are the OGs. That's why we are very privileged and happy to have them here. They're really more like co-hosts than guests. There are four segments to Domain Sherpa Review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas, do a few AKAs, talk about what's going on with them. Then we get into segment two, which is the domain game, where the Sherpas will talk about a domain they recently bought or sold. Everybody will guess the price. We'll get keep score, get some swag to the winner. Segment three is NameJet Get a Jet. That's where we review a list of auctions coming up for auction on NameJet, sponsored by NameJet. See what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then finally, grand closing, where we cover anything we haven't already talked about, looking at the domain space, the market, trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything that they want to talk about that we have not already covered. Yeah. All right. With that, actually, and you can go to the Twitter. We recently put up a Twitter poll to see which segment of the show everybody thinks is the best. Right now, I think the domain game is winning, although I like the grand opening. That's where I got the AKAs. The AKAs were not specifically called out because whoever runs our Domain Sherpa account, I'm not naming any names, Billy, but like, you know, show your bro a little bit of love. You know what I'm saying? On the AKAs. AKA Ronnie Dangerfield, no respect. Okay, no respect. Anyway, let's go ahead and introduce everybody. All right, over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Domains, aka Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper. What's happening, dude? How you living? I see you got like a whole new setup behind you. You know, the debut of your new shelves, looking good.
yeah. All.
I have that same system, the USM. It's the best.
USM is the best. I mean, it's timeless design, ultra high quality. You know what I mean? Like my kids will have that someday. Like
it's beautiful. Yeah.
It's the best. Yeah. And I wanted to actually get it in a funky color. I wanted it in that green that the little thing is on, but my wife overruled me.
They also have a beautiful yellow.
I have the yellow upstairs. Yeah. Yeah. The yellow's fire. I have the yellow in the living room.
What's the what brand is it?
USM.
USM. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, see. That's what's up. Do they have USM.com?
They do.
See? Look at that. You know, just that's
it's a massive company. It's huge. I believe it's still privately owned.
And if you go on their site, it's crazy the different applications they can do with a very, very modular structure. Like,
yeah.
You would be like, you would say to them, well, why can't you guys do something, you know, different shape or whatever? They don't need to. They can do everything with the exact same system.
Yes.
It's
a proprietary system. It's just basically these round little globes that have different entry points. They use special proprietary screws that you can't even mess with. You gotta get them to undo it and stuff.
But the quality is so good.
The quality is exceptional. Exceptional. Yeah.
I dig it. That's cool. Not a bad little tangent. You know what I'm saying? See, that's the kind of stuff
people
pay extra for.
Oh, they're
kitchen.
Very expensive, but worth it.
Yeah, it is because it's literally timeless. Like the design is timeless. The quality is timeless. You know, my wife's father, the first play time I ever saw it was up, you know, my wife's dad's house, and his entire office, the whole living room is all USM, and half of it came from his father.
Like, wow.
And it looks brand new. It looks, you know,
that's cool.
Like, yeah, it's really, yeah, it's the best.
All right, well,
I love it,
you know. We're not going to say not financial advice, not furniture advice, NFA, not furniture.
Not decorative.
No, actually, that is definitely furniture advice. I definitely recommend it.
It's crazy. The stuff is like, there's nightstands and beds and kitchen counters. I mean, it's everything.
Yeah. You can do everything with this system. Yeah. Yeah. It's really remarkable. And they've got a killer domain name.
Look at that, man. They're just,
you know, what you'll find is just companies that have a real business, companies that have like a real timeless business. They know that there's no like ticking clock on their business. They get the best version domain name they can for their business. And then businesses that know that they're eventually going to rug pull their customers or their vendors, or that, you know, they know that there's a short term window for this business opportunity or whatever. They don't. Because it's just they looking at it as less money that'll go in their pocket. It's just long term versus short term thinking. And USM, long term thinking. These guys
love it, man.
Crush it.
Yeah, that's the lesson. I love it. And as we say on the show, all roads lead to domains. So
I'd say I was just trying to tie it back, and it just couldn't be more appropriate.
Love everything about it. All good.
It's not just furniture advice.
It is. All roads lead to domains. All right, let's keep it moving. Down to my lower right, we got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. I change the title every time on the show because I can. And what's happening, man? You checking in from Las Vegas at the D3 Web3 Expo?
That's right.
How's that going?
Well, it starts today.
Okay.
So last night we went to Sphere and saw the same show that we saw at the ICA event back in January.
Oh no! Okay.
What, you too, or you didn't see Fish?
No, it's the movie.
No. There was no concert. It was just like an art.
Those postcard from the Edge or something.
Postcards from Earth. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and so the movie. I heard
the Fish show was amazing. Fish, you know, P-H-I-S-H. It's like
sure Mark Dan band. Was here because he goes all of them.
He's like, you've heard of this band called Fish? Mark went
four nights in a row.
Well, there you go.
Fish's thing, every show they do, like their commitment to their fans since the 90s has been that they will never play the same concert twice. So every show they do will be different. Every single show. So they play four nights in a row. All four shows are going to be different.
But you know what's not different? Is their audience. It's the same people. Yeah.
And you know what else isn't different? 100%. Is their domain name. They've got fish.com. You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, so the Sphere, the movie that they show at the Sphere, like the thing that's sort of their default thing, that's every night that they don't have a concert. It's not U2. It's not Fish. It's not, you know, some special event. It's interesting. It's directed by Darren Aronofsky, who did Requiem for a Dream and Black Swan. And it's visually amazing. Like, it's really, really cool. Like, and you are in the thing. Like, I mean, it's pretty intense, you know? For me, I thought it was a little bit, you know, a little preachy, a little negative, you know what I'm saying? A little depressing. Like, the vibe is kind of on the whole, you know, Bill Gates 2016, there's too many people on the planet, you know, like, mm-hmm. type of message. And that,
well, it's about climate change and how we're fucking up the planet.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to leave.
And we have to leave.
It is depressing a little bit.
Everyone got to go, you know? I remember I turned to Billy at one point, like when we were there watching it during the ICA event, you know, and I'm like, that got dark, you know? You guys were sitting right next to you guys, you know? Because it goes from being like this space exploration vibe to like, we're fucked. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and you feel it because you are in it, you know? And I'm like, are they going to close out with a message of hope? Like, this would be a good time to just kind of, and what I think is really interesting and kind of funny is that, you know, Vegas is a place that people don't go to get like super introspective, right? Or like get depressed. Like,
the opposite.
They're going for the exact opposite. They want to like, it's like base desire. They want to be uplifted. They want to have a fucking good time. You know, this movie is not a fucking good time. And that's cool because it's very well done. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, the movie's made less for the audience and more for like the award shows, you know, type of thing. Like, oh, we want to win the Oscar. We don't really care if people actually enjoy the movie, you know?
And 100%.
So, you know, it's like what they should do is they should offer another option where after you watch this depressing ass movie, you can go to the top of the sphere and just fucking jump off. Wow. You know, you pay extra for that.
Wow, Billy.
What?
It's a good message, though. Like, take care of the planet.
I mean, look, we're all for clean air, clean water, and conserving, you know, the environmental resources and saving the planet. I'm with you, dude. Like, yo, I don't think that I agree, like, could agree more. But I'm just saying that's the forum, right? Like, it's like we're going to mold young minds here. I don't think so. It's more like, yo, I'm in Vegas. I'm trying to have a good time. Entertain me. You know what I'm saying? And don't make me feel like I want to fucking kill myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'm not asking for a lot. That's all.
Now imagine if they could have filmed part of that at the Rhino. That would be a great way to end. Dude,
tell me, or just do it like Avengers style. Like,
if all right, let's get back to business.
All right. Anyway, all right. Obviously, I feel a certain way about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought the experience was amazing, and the potential is so cool. The thing is so amazing. So, anyway,
we're moving on.
But that's what's up. So, wouldn't recommend. You know what I mean? But I would. I'd recommend the experience. I think you got to do it once. But seeing it twice, dude, I would have been like, I'll meet you guys outside afterwards. I've seen this shit. All right, let's go. Below me, I got my boy Mark Cuba, a.k.a. King Cuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the Even Greater Gatsby, Don't Chase an Unworthy Dream, a.k.a. Cuba Soze, Cuba Libre, all that good stuff. What's up, dude? You're checking in live from Vegas as well. Are you going over to the conference, the expo?
I am going to be there in a few hours. I saw Braden last night, hung out a little bit, and today will be some content.
Very cool.
Followed by a dinner at a place that Braden's probably not going to love. But
we're all going to dinner?
It's at steakhouse.
I'm going to go to steakhouse.
Stanton Social Prime. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, no, the thing is with steakhouses, there's actually a chef in the kitchen and not just line cooks. Okay. And so you could just say, make me a vegan meal. And
yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But and shout out to Fred. Like, he's really, you know, stepping up and he's doing, trying to put together a nice show. And so it looks good so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, his last party was at the Playboy Mansion, right? So, you know.
Well, yeah, he said look,
the bar is set. You know,
he said it's going to be a great time. No Legionnaires.
I got Legionnaires, the last party.
You know, no,
how are you gonna top that? How are you gonna top that?
I managed to avoid getting Legionnaires. I was there, but
I mean, look, for the rest of my life, I get to run around saying I caught a virus at the Playboy Mansion.
Pretty underwhelming one to get, though. I think, if you know, of all the viruses you can get there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
you know, Drew, I get to go around saying I was at the Playboy Mansion and didn't catch anything.
You didn't catch anything. You know what I'm saying?
So I get to say I caught it and my wife didn't, even though she was there too.
Yeah, that's interesting. So
I get to say I was at the paper mansion with all your wives.
Well, yeah, but shout out to Fred.
Anyways, yeah, shout out to Fred. I'm also an investor in D3.
Nice.
Yep. And it sounds like it's going to be a great time. I know.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, cool. Well, look, we got through the AKAs and the intros, and you know, we didn't get diverted too much. Let's get into the domain game. Drew, we'll start with you. If you've got a buy or a sell that you want to throw out, and see what everybody thinks, and let's get that scoreboard running.
All right. Let's go with
You didn't know we were going to do this, did you?
No.
So I mean, not only did he know, but he even said it before when we were doing our pre-show stuff. He's like, all right, I'm going to get my name now so I have it for the show. And that's like, I'm definitely going to call on him first because he's ready to go.
Yeah. He totally surprised.
You totally distracted me, and I you know, it just didn't. Things didn't go as planned.
Every time he's like, oh, you might, I got to pick a name. All right.
All right. I'm going to go with a very strange one. All right. This is a buy. JT doesn't know about it yet.
Oh, sweet.
Posthumous.com.
Also pronounced posthumous.
Posthumous. Yeah.
That's posthumous.
But it could also be posthumous.
Posthumous.com.
Like, you say potato, I say potato.
Posthumous. I was like,
I don't know anyone that says posthumous except Drew now. That's fair.
Amar, thanks, because I was still doing the math in my head.
That'll be on his tombstone. Posthumous. here lays
eight,
the proof. Posthumous.
Eight bad hummus.
Posthumous eight bad hummus. Okay. All right, man. Okay. Posthumous.
It's a buy.
Oh, you bought it? Have you said?
Buy, yeah, buy. Yeah.
All right. All right, y'all ready? Flip.
Yep.
All right, we got a bit of a spread here. Amar's at 3,000. I'm at 4,450. And Braden is at 20,000.
Definitely didn't pay 20,000. You lost. Right.
So I paid $7,000. $7,192. I almost totally packed on the domain without even giving it a second thought, because most people would. But then I was thinking about AI, and like, I think
you're like, why do I want posthumous? Who uses that?
No, but I think that, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting, I'm not sure where I stand on it yet, but that I think is interesting, is the ability to literally take, like, I have so many hours, all of us do, I have so many hours of public video from Sherpa and other things, of us speaking, of our knowledge, of the way we think about domains. And with that combined with personal data and whatever your family might have access to that they want to contribute to this thing, they're going to be able to create a complete, like, 100%, 99.9% replication of the embodiment of you. And I don't know. It could be something that's interesting for families after somebody passes. Might be weird. I don't know. I'm not sure where I stand on it yet, but I think it's an interesting use case of AI. It's definitely coming. And posthumous, even though it's hard to spell, is a
posthumous.
Posthumous. Posthumous.com is a you know, a, it's a semantically correct domain name to use for that purpose.
I mean, I agree. You know, it's funny you talk a little bit, you know, we're saying about the movie at the Sphere, and it has some of that sort of like, you know, feels like that, you know, into the future, very like kind of for future facing. And I think this kind of name, I can absolutely see an AI company branding themselves as Posthumous and like,
yeah,
exactly to your point, memorializing, creating like a repository of, and especially like you said, for all of us having so much stuff out there on the internet, for the people who utilize social media so heavily, Facebook, Instagram, the photos, there's all this kind of stuff. It'd be pretty cool if there was going to be a way that, you know, utilizing AI or otherwise, to just set up an account that goes and scours and pulls all of the stuff of a loved one or even yourself to create a record of your stuff for whoever, your family and all that kind of, I mean, that's actually pretty cool. And it's spelled the proper way. I mean, you don't say it the proper way, but it's spelled posthumous.com. Is that the?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Love it. I love it. So,
well, we don't know.
I think you got it. I think you got a good price on it. I mean, I was thinking it was worth 15, and then I went to 20 because I thought maybe you paid, your thinking was lying with mine, and you paid a little bit more. But for $7,000, I think it's a no-brainer.
I think it's a great name, and I think that's a good price too. I just didn't think you would pay that much because, I mean, I guess the end user price on that could really, really, really vary, right? I would say it's at least 50 and up to 250, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's probably what I would price, where I would put that, right? So 22, that the only reason I said you lost, Brandon, is because I feel like 22 would be a pretty big number for a pretty big wholesale number, right, on that name.
What would you price it at? What would you sell that name for?
I think I'd started at 250, probably. It's probably where I started.
It feels right.
Right. And I think really probably 100K would be a nice result.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're talking 12X,
which is why 15 or 20 grand makes sense, right? So if you're going to price it at 250 or 200, like,
yeah, 20 grand. Yeah. What I'm saying though is it's that name in particular, I feel like it's probably a long hold, number one.
Amar wants all the Skittles.
All the Skittles?
Yeah, Skittles. Skittles.
Oh, Skittles, yeah. I think it's like a longer hold. And yeah,
I agree. I think.
But it's a really nice name.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, I think the tech is almost already there.
It's a really nice name.
The market will probably already be there in 3 to 5 years. So it's probably not a super long hold, but yeah.
What's the Skittles reference? What's that? What do you mean?
I don't know. I just made that shit up. Like, you know, the pile of Skittles. Oh, Amar wants all of them. He's like, no, I'm not paying 20 to get the Skittles I want.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I was going to put it in the 10K range, but thought kind of the same way Amar was thinking was like, it's a buy. I know you've been kind of cautious about your purchases somewhat lately, you know, weighing everything against the alternative, which is buying more Bitcoin. So it's like, you know, it's the,
yeah,
you know, but good stuff. All right, great.
Very nice.
And I already know what price to put on it in the inventory, so that makes my life even easier.
I like it. Posthumous.
All right, and Posthumous. I get the point. And I get the point. Posthumous. Posthumous. All right.
Posthumous.
Posthumous. I can buy Posthumous.
Could be a great hummus brand.
Posthumous. Oh, it's taken.
Is it?
Posthumous.
Everything is taken. It really is. Well, I can't remember what it was, but I was talking about something with my wife the other night, and it was something we were, you know, drank too much wine. It was something absolutely ridiculous. And I was like, I guarantee you it's taken. She's like, that's not taken. There's no way that's taken. Like, we're the first people that even ever come up with that. Fucking gone. Taken.
Taken.
Everything.
Taken like Liam Neeson's daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Posthumously is available.
Posthumously.
Yeah, you go get that one.
Sit on that for talk about a long school.
Posthumously.so.
There you go.
I'm gonna take the under. I'm gonna take the under on that one.
All right. All right. Well, look, let's keep it moving. Braden, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I like to do fails. So let's see. I talked about last time I talked about Paracel.io. Let's do another IO.
Okay.
Last month, Evo.io.
Ooh, is this a buy or a sell?
Say it again.
Evo.io. Evo.io.
Evo.io. Okay.
Is this a buy or a sell?
The sell.
Okay. All right.
It's a sell. All right. Here we go.
Ew.
All right. Evo.io. I'm going to go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bah. Oh.
28,000. Drew says 28,000. And
Amara says 40,000.
40. Wow.
What do you
First
say?
Time I didn't put some weird number.
I say 125.
Oh, you motherfucker going big.
Oh, I big can tell by Brady's spread. Reaction that I overshot.
Call him Jumbo big JT.
What did you say, JT, about my reaction?
That you were like, oh, it seemed like there was like a, I thought I overshot it a lot by the way you reacted. But maybe I'm just, you know. Oh,
maybe I just reacted because you were right. And
really?
I sold it for 105.
Oh!
Wow. Boom. Man, look at me winning the domain game. Man, I'm no joke at this. It's so
jumbo.
Very nice.
Wow, that's a hell of a sale. Well done.
Nice work.
Yeah, and I only had it for like 2 months, I think.
Whew. What'd you buy it for? Like, talk to us about that. Can you
yeah, I paid $10,600.
Look at that, man. That's making that's that
an auction
right there.
Wow, you paid $10,000 for that.
Was that how did I pay $10,000?
No, you is that what I heard right? $10,000
yeah.
You paid?
$10,000.
So, all right. So I'm more interested. Why did you pay $10,000 for a three-letter IO? I mean, Evo is obviously a common prefix. You know, it there's a lot of utility, there's a lot of use, but that seemed high to pay as well.
I bought a portfolio of I think eight dot IOs.
Okay.
Some good like Castle, and I there were some good ones in there, Evolution. And it made sense. I got it from an investor that knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the price felt right for the group. And I paid $85,000 for eight names.
Okay.
And I mean I sold one of them and I'm already in the profit. So
yeah. So it was a good buy.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
Well
good
done.
Stuff, man. That's just gonna generate some extra cash as you go. You know, it's not a bad deal and great for me to get the point. So I figured as a sale. I mean, I thought it was a great name. I loved it when I heard it.
Wait, so you won now. You got both of them.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, I can just kind of chill. We'll do the next one just cause to give you guys something good to do. Job.
You just relax for the rest of the show.
No, exactly right. You know, I'm just going to hand the mic to Braden, let him run the rest of it, and I'm just going to chill. All right, well, good. So, but congratulations. It's a great sale and just an awesome deal overall.
Yeah, that's a great, you know? Great sale. Yeah. So, let me ask you something. .co versus .io, what do you prefer? What do you think is moving more?
I feel like IOs move... move more and for higher prices.
Okay.
I just see more buzz with IO than Co. You know, Co is still, people are going to default to com. So there's a little bit of confusion. IO is totally different. I see tech companies want IO over .co, but Co still sell.
Yeah.
I can tell you that Co's definitely are still selling and,
I regret, you know, I had gone a little cold on .co, and I don't remember, you guys probably remember, there were 6 months ago, maybe it was the end of the year, there was like a huge just chunk of killer .co names that went up on GoDaddy auctions, no reserve or low reserve, and these were best in class .co names, and I wish I had bought a lot. I bought yellow.co. You know, I used to own the yellow.com. We sold that. I got yellow.co and I got a few. I got three maybe or four, but there was probably 100, 200 just absolute bangers. And yeah. And I regret not buying more because they all went for hundreds of dollars to 10 grand. The best ones went for like 10 grand. And there were some really good ones. I think I got yellow.co for like $3,000 or $4,000, if I remember correct. So yeah, yeah, they really, but you know what it was? I fell victim to the market. I was watching these auctions and there was just no activity. Nobody cared. And I was just like telling myself, like, all right, maybe Co's not, you know, dead. You know, I am more and more really only focused on comp, but I, you know, when opportunities like that come up and IO.co, you know, whatever the extension, you know, everything's got a right price. And those sold at the right price. And I deeply regret not getting them.
It's a really good alternative because they're so much cheaper and you can still get one word dot co's for, you know, low five figures if it's you're buying from a reseller, right? We can pick them up wholesale for four figures.
Yeah.
It's a good alternative. IOs are a higher price, but you know, we can retail them for a higher price. You can get six figures.
Yeah.
I think they're different markets. I've always said I think the .co's are better for B2C brands, and I think .io's are better for, you know, tech companies and critical related stuff. But D2C does really well, I think, with .co.
Yeah. Yep. There certainly is a lot of it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Good stuff. Well, what do you got though, Amar, as far as a name, a buy or a sell?
I got,
do you
have a .co? Mine's a boring one. It's a buy, but there's a Sherpa connection. A guy reached out to me, emailed me and said, "Hey, I've been watching you on Sherpa for years. Love the show. Love the, you know, knowledge and, you know, all that stuff." Just really nice.
We like to hear it.
Yeah. Nice stuff. And he said, "I know, I notice you have goodvibesonly.com and I have goodvibesonly.org. Do you want it?" Right. And he offered it to me and so I bought it. So it's the buy.
All right. So goodvibesonly.org.
Yeah.
Goodvibesonly.org. I like it.
And so I have got, the .com and the .tv already. And so that's why I bought it.
I've got goodvibe.com.
Oh, nice.
Hold on. You know what?
All right. So what do you think you paid?
I think one of those .co's I was talking about, I think I got goodvibes.co. Hold on. Let me see.
That's good a good vibe. One. See, that's a perfect D2C brand.
Oh, no. I didn't. I'm lying. I got goodvibe.com. That's it.
All right. Goodvibesonly.org. What did Amar pay?
So goodvibesonly.org. What did you pay?
That's a buy.
Oh, it's a buy.
Yeah. 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 The guy reached out to me because of Sherpa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good vibes only.
No research, Braden.
Over here. I'm like, what? My keyboard's down here. I'm over here.
All right. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. All right. So Drew's at 488. Braden's at 800 and I'm at 1,000.
Drew's got it. I paid 500.
Oh,
right. Oh, the guy, off by $12. I feel like that puts me over the top.
The guy had a price higher, but like I said, because of Sherpa, he was just saying, "Hey, if you want it, you can have it." And it was just nice guy. Appreciated him. I want to give him a shout out. His name is Ben Pedry. Hopefully he doesn't mind me giving him a shout out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, I know Ben Pedry. Good
what
dude.
Up, Ben? Appreciate you, Ben. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, I think that's cool. I think that's a fair price for that. I thought that, you know, I added a little extra because I thought maybe you might, you know, just because of the
flattery.
Well,
so that's the thing. It's like, I normally wouldn't buy a threeword.org, but Good Vibes Only has a shit ton of hashtag volume and search volume. And my plan for the .com, actually works nicely on a .org if I actually want to create like something that's more of a, you know, nonprofit type thing. And so I do like it. Price wise, you know, I would probably price that name at, I'm thinking 5 to 10K, which is what I would price it at to sell if I want to sell it. And I have the .com price that I think 100K, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, so Braden's talked, you know, at length on the show about having the alternative extensions for domains that he has, right? And why he does that, why that makes sense. And I think that this fits into that. This is kind of like, in some ways, it's almost like kind of becoming your brand, right? So you're really just sort of buying it like it's got some personal value to you beyond the possibility to sell it. And if you ever sold the .com and you still got the .org, you know, or if somebody approaches you to buy the .com and can't afford it but can pay 10 grand for the .org, you know, that becomes an option as well. So, you know, just more of an opportunity to spread the good vibes only, you know.
Mar, that name is probably worth closer to 5, but you should price it at 10 because it helps anchor the .com price.
Yeah. That's why I was saying good, it's point. You know, 5 to 10K name. And but like I said, I probably wouldn't normally have chased it. It just, but the guy reached out to me and I'm like, cool. And, you know, so, and also he was extra nice and that always helps.
Flattery will get you everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Right. Tell us how much you like the show. I'm like, yo, what you
anybody who needs money, just reach out to Amar, you know,
say
tell
nice
him
things.
How much you, tell him just how tell much him how much you like his shiny hair. Head.
You like his haircut.
Yeah. His eyebrows look great.
Oh, that thing. I don't remember when some dude posted a picture of that doll thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was some funny shit. I had to look it up. I'm like, oh, I want to buy that doll now.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, it's the I think it's from like Team America, right? Or something like the
it was cool though. I want to buy one.
Yeah. Well, speaking of like talking about like posts and the memes, big shout out to Brandload. You know, did you see the shit he posted with the Goodfellas thing with your face on it, Drew? And he posted that today?
No.
Oh, dude.
No.
That shit is really good. I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
How would I find that?
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
So,
who is that?
Brandload.
Brandload.
It's cool. So, yeah, well, look, man, you know, we get a lot of really positive feedback. I mean, not always. Sometimes we get some negative feedback, too, which is fine. We can take it all. But the, you know, we do appreciate the people. A lot of people who watch the show are people that we've interacted with and connected with and met in person at the various things. NamesCon, for example, which is coming up June 15th.
I'm on his feed. I don't see.
Yeah, it was in response. So we posted the poll thread about which section of the show do you like the best? And then who was it? Somebody had my back, which was cool. Saying, what about the AK? You know, not showing. Oh, it was Brand Labs. Brighthawk was like, yo, you left out the AKAs by accident, I'm sure. You know, and then we're like, nah, it's part of the intro. And then, you know, I posted a GIF, and then Brandlow posted that about the joint with your face, the AI generated Drew laughing in good fellowship, which is pretty funny. So
I look like that in that picture, though. I look like that dude. The one that played Spider-Man.
Oh,
what? Toby.
I think Toby.
Yeah.
Or Andrew Garfield. Which one? Like the.
I don't know. Toby something.
Toby Maguire. Yeah. So, yeah, interesting. But either way, like, so point is like, and I think then the social media piece is great. And, you know, the people are just funny senses of humor and like, just, it's a good vibe. We got a really great, like, community sort of audience thing around Sherpa that we've always kind of had. And, and social media and really more lately than ever, I feel like we've been getting a lot of positive feedback from even close friends that are like, hey, I've been tuning in more. And, you know, and big shout out to Billy. True. Big shout out to Billy for all the work that he's been doing to help continue to elevate the, you know, sort of the quality of the show. We did already started making some of the fixes on the site that Siger was complaining about last week.
Yeah, slowly turning into a success, 15 years in the making. For 12 years.
Overnight success, 15 years in the making.
Yeah.
So just that's a little audience appreciation, community appreciation. We appreciate all y'all, and hopefully, you know, you'll continue to get value and enjoyment and entertainment out of us doing our thing. So, all right. Well, look, that's it. Domain game is a wrap. little anticlimactic because I had already won and I'd already done my victory lap before we even got in the final round, you know, which is cool, you know. So another will be another victory for me, more swag for me. Daddy needs a new hoodie. And so it's all good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
But let's talk about the NameJet list. So let's slide into NameJet and a jet. So we've got the list. You can go to the site at domainsherpa.com. You can pull the Excel spreadsheet that has a bunch of data on this stuff. Ask about appraisals. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the time that we record the show? When the order by date, meaning that in order to, well, you can still participate actually now without a back order, but you know, back order will help you track it, pay attention to what's going on. And then, by the order by date, you'll only have a few days following that, that the auction will end. So, you know, you don't want to miss that. If there's a name that you're into along with some other data links, that kind of stuff, you know, not financial advice. We don't get any kind of affiliate revenue or anything, but utilize that if it helps. And, you know, so what about you guys? Let's go with, Braden, since we started with Drew with the domain game, we've got the list. What do you like? What don't you like?
I like cranio.com.
Cranio.
Cranio. It's related to the skull.
Mm-hmm.
I like digital strategies.
Okay.
And it's about all I really.
Yeah, this list was a tough one this week. I don't know if it's, you know, we did a review 2 weeks ago with Saiger. I don't know if it's also this time of year. I think that, you know, I remember even from when I ran NameJet, like, you know, sort of like the expiry had a little bit more pop to it usually in the early part of the year, because I don't know if it flows off of the fact that domain registration is usually up in the beginning in the early part of the year. So naturally you'd have more names expiring, some more better quality names all happening in that pocket. You know, as we slide into spring, into summer, you know, it could also just be the fact that Network Solutions, because it's such an old registrar, right? And that's where a lot of their expiry comes from, you know, that it's just thinning out a little bit over time, you know, and I don't know. Any thoughts on that?
Well, the last thing you said, definitely. I mean, there's no doubt, right? There, the gems that are at Network Solutions, there's less and less, right? Because either they move out or there's just, they've already expired, right? So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. Look, both of these companies are advertisers and we love and support both, but, and we're also equally critical of both often, but, all the good names basically have, you know, there's still a trickle of great names. You know what? There's been some really good names coming out of register.com and NameJet recently, but a lot of that old legacy inventory that was just slowly falling off the vine at, you know, Network Solutions, you know, I think it's just gone. It's just gone through that cycle. That cycle is fairly diminished. And, you know, a new cycle has sort of begun because, you know, starting, let's say, you know, a decade ago, you know, somewhere 15 years ago, you know, a lot of new entrepreneurs, a lot of new businesses started having their domains at GoDaddy. And then as GoDaddy got bigger, many companies migrated their stuff to GoDaddy. And so now you have a very strong expiry stream at GoDaddy.
And you can see just some of the stuff is just publicly available data based just on domain reg numbers, right? I mean, GoDaddy is the biggest, and you know, and you would think over time that
but I think it's more nuanced than that. Like, that's probably directionally correct, but the biggest doesn't necessarily always have like all the best names, and so I think it's more, you know, looking at, you know, where. Yeah.
Well, they're getting more corporate.
Where's the cream? Where's the cream go? Names. Well, yes, exactly.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, and GoDaddy's always done, and I've always given Paul credit for this. And, you know, so shout out to Paul Nix, terrible pickleball player, but overall, you know, good sound mind when it comes to domain names. But you know, is that when GoDaddy would absorb a new expiry stream, they would have it so that the names would then renew at GoDaddy, right? They'd keep the names in-house as opposed to allowing them to, you know, stay with the registrars that they effectively acquired the expiry stream from, right? And, you know, I thought, always thought that was such a really strong strategic move, very obvious play, but, you know, the fact that these registrars were, you know, were willing to do that, you know, you know, obviously accepting short-term benefit for potential long-term sort of, you know, loss or risk, you know, but really smart on GoDaddy's part to like really lock that stuff down and pull even more of the names from that stuff.
Well, you know, but look, I mean, so I, you know, we don't know what the cut is they're taking and whatnot and what their deal is with those registrars that are letting the names go over there. But, you know, the truth is like the registrars themselves are incentivized to send those domain names to where the buyers are, unless they have ambitions of building an inventory themselves and building up a portfolio, right? But that never looks great for a registrar if they're literally like inventorying their own customers' legacy domains. So,
yeah, no, you know, I think just that keeping the, just even getting the customer, but I've been saying like, because once the name gets won at GoDaddy auction, then it's provisioned at GoDaddy, and then now they are our GoDaddy customer, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that, well,
letting the domain expire would mean that customer, you know, likely doesn't end up at wherever the domain originally was anyways.
Well, I mean, yeah, potentially, you know, but think about how many of you guys have names at registrars, like for drop, like for snap names, right? Like some of those drop catching registrars that you still got names that are stuck there.
Well, yeah. I try to get them out, but it's very hard.
Yeah. I have like, I don't know, 1,100 Big Rock accounts. Like,
exactly, man. That's what I'm saying.
I have, man, like, you 1,100 sticky, Big Rock, son, accounts.
You can't get stuck, like, if it ain't sticky.
A few months ago, I was trying to find a domain. I literally just gave up. I just said, okay, this domain, I was going through my emails to try and find which account this could be in. It was hopeless. I literally gave up and I just walked away. I just said, okay, that one's going to go to expiry.
It's like, I'll just buy it back in the drop.
Yes, exactly. Like, my time is worth more. I'll buy it back in the drop.
oh, that's good.
Oh. Yeah, it's rough out there.
But, you know, I think Mike's doing a good job pushing to get more inventory, you know, from investors, right? Which is good. So
yeah,
who's that?
There's going to be a good mix.
I agree. You're starting to see some really high quality. So I think they're doing a great job. I think that's right. It's a great call. As that expiry stream is thinning, they're increasing the sort of aftermarket inventory from investors, and there's been some great names coming to market that way. So
who's that?
NameJet.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, big shout again, like, they're sponsors and friends, right? And I think they are doing, you know, a good this is sort of a bigger, more holistic kind of, you know, look at the space, right? We're objectively looking at it, you know, we're being a little funny about some things, but it's really just understanding the trends and just kind of seeing the way this goes. And anytime there's sort of this thin type of list, you know, because we've had some, still relatively recently, we've had some shows where there's some killer names that are coming.
Oh, yeah. You know? Every few weeks, we end up with a great list.
That's why I was just more or less seeing, like, you know, do you think some of it's cyclical? Is it, you know, sort of, again, bigger picture way that the flow of these things? And I think that's probably more what it really looks like. But yeah, I mean, look, you got very smart, capable people doing a lot of good things on, you know, with both, all those companies. So. Just interesting. Just more something to talk about, because that's what we do. Amar.
It'd be interesting. Somebody in the audience feels like doing this. It'd be a great statistic to know. But I wonder if there's like days of the year that have really out disproportionate concentrations of domain registrations. You know, like
New Year's Eve or New Year's Day type of thing. And
Yeah. I wonder, like, what are the days of the year where
also
really
just holidays where people are drinking. So St. Patty's Day, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
Cinco de Mayo is banging for domains. Yeah. Cinco de Mayo.
I bet you though, because yeah. I mean, look,
I wonder how it. Would we? How would we? Is there? I mean, certainly the data's there, so it's got to be a good way to analyze.
You probably got to back into it from drops, right? You would have to reverse engineer it from drops.
I just there's probably historical data out there that shows registration look at create data over certain days.
Yeah, create dates. The create dates.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just holler to Elliot.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, Michael Sumner. Yo, Sumner. Go find that shit. You know what I'm
do
saying?
Do something.
Do something. Can the devs do something?
do something. It's poking with the stick. Do something.
Yeah.
anyway, all right. Well, look, all good. Amar, what do you like or don't like in the list?
So, yeah, I did like Cranio, but that's already been said. So I'd say the one that is probably maybe controversial. Or not, I don't know if it's controversial, but people won't agree maybe, is I like iFolio. So even though iNames are passe, but I kind of feel like this one, I could stand for investing, right? It could be my...
Well, a folio is also like literally a fold, like where you, like a briefcase is right. A folio.
Yeah.
And so like something for your iPad, like that's a great brand for...
Well, of you know, course. Like, well, that's iPad, what most right? people are thinking. Yeah, yeah. Most people are thinking something related to Apple, but I'm saying I think there's a market outside of Apple for that.
You're like, I'm gonna make life super hard. I'm going to try and find the buyer that it's not obvious.
No, I think it could be a portfolio tracking tool. It could be... That's
yeah,
what I...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Okay. It could be
I like it.
Portfolio of your pictures or your yep. NFTs or whatever, right? Like it could be a lot of things.
Oh, great photography app,
right?
iFolio,
yeah.
If you're again, a photographer, I just think,
yeah, there's a lot of potential users for that.
Yep, you've talked me into it.
You will now bid against each other.
Okay. And then I love Vegas names, so I'll be bidding on Vegas.
I
did that for you guys because I knew you'd be.
I beat out Amar yesterday. I beat Amar's ass at the auctions.
Costa Azul,
baby.
I like that name.
I love that name. I love that name.
I saw that kind of.
I love that
name.
I saw Amar up in there. I was like, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Freedom.
What name was it? What was the name?
Costa Azul.
Azul, Blue Coast. So Costa Azul is, we have the most beautiful coastline here in Portugal. They say Costa Azul. In the south of France, you have the Costa Azul. But it's a very Mediterranean thing.
It's just a nice brand too.
Yeah. It's just a great brand. Costa Azul is great.
Well, there you
so
go.
So yeah, those are the. Maybe next I'll time. Be bidding on iFolio, Vegas Live.
I'm gonna make a Costa Azul gin, Costa Azul cannabis.
Oh, that works.
Yep, Costa Azul everything.
Domain brokerage.
Yep.
I'm about to do a rebrand. You know what I'm saying? Acquisitions only.
Yeah.
it could be the name of your of that ranch you're building.
Yeah. Ooh.
What? Yeah. Except it's in the interior.
Yeah, not on the coast.
I mean, yeah, that'll be the name of the beach house.
There you go.
So it'd be Casa Azul.
That's for poor people, man. I don't buy a house. I buy like a whole coastline. Feel me?
Yeah.
Then it's Costa Azul, not Casa Azul.
The poor's only buy one house at a time. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that?
Wow.
We are super joking. For the audience who doesn't know how sarcastic we are all joking.
Yes, it's many jokes, but many houses with much USM furniture, you know, and many leather-bound books smelling rich mahogany.
Yeah, we'll get USM to come out with a whole new color called Costa Azul.
Costa Azul, ooh.
Do they have a blue, Drew? I don't know if they have a blue.
They do have a blue, yeah.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Anything on the list that you don't like, Amar?
Responsibility.net. That's just long and I don't love it.
Who wants responsibility?
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah, that's probably the one I like least.
Yeah. When I saw that one, you know, the Esteban appraisal, like 12 grand, and it's almost like, I don't know, you know, and look, we always say take those with a grain of salt. But I felt the same thing. I was kind of like, I'll include it. It's one word, but like, What is the commercial application for that?
Right. Like responsible.net would be decent, but responsibility just doesn't sound great.
Yeah, I mean, either one is pretty bad, you know?
No, I'm just saying responsible would be better.
Amar at responsible.net, you know, as opposed to Amar at hung like dot org. Saying like, come on, man.
Hung like dot horse is better.
Yeah, exactly. That's
just dope.
Yeah, I think dot horse.
That's the perfect mix of left of the dot, right of the dot.
Best domain extension to come out of the GTLD program.
Dot horse, baby.
I will never drop that.
Who owns dot horse? Is that a donuts or Identity Digital?
I'll see Matt later today. I'll ask him about it.
Yeah, I was actually going to say a big shout out to Overman. I caught up with him early this morning as he was jumping on a plane to head out to Vegas. So
Nick dot horse. Let's see. www.nick.
No, GoDaddy. Wait, it says GoDaddy registry.
Oh, wow. GoDaddy owns it.
How did they end up with it?
Did Frank didn't own that, did he?
No.
So they bought it in one of those other. Who else did they bought a few portfolios of these things? Anyways, that's great. That's
I mean, that's the Dot Horse Project LLC. I don't know who that.
I love it.
MMX.
Take your passion adventure online with a double.
Oh, yeah, Minds and Machines. That's who applied.
Dot Horse says it all. Oh yeah, Minds and Machines went.
On behalf of that entity, I don't know if the entity is them or not, the Dot Horse Project.
Hey, I'm trying to remember if they had a Dot Horse launch party or if it was just an MMX party, but that's where I bought that domain.
They had the launch. You rode a horse while you registered domains. You know what I'm saying? It was a whole, and that's what we're going to do in Austin. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to put on your 10-gallon hat and your cowboy feet, ride a horse and register
domains. Yeah. I like Dot Horse. Things, you know, it's like Elon says, you know, like the most entertaining outcome is the most likely outcome. And like Dot Horse is the most entertaining of all the domain extensions available. And so because it's so ridiculous,
right,
it becomes highly memorable.
I agree.
All right. Well, Drew, on you, man.
All right. Let's see. Fell off. My dot horse. It's available. It's available.
No way.
That's definitely gone.
Get Dude. Back on the dot horse.
Let's get back to
post. No, it's available.
Get that's off available. Your high dot horse.
JT sounds like we have a few new domains to manage.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Hey, so Drew, what about the list though? On the anything that hasn't been mentioned that you like, anything that hasn't been mentioned that you don't like.
All right. So I really like G Street. I think G Street's a cool name. I don't know for what, but it's like, that's just a cool brand. For urban clothing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Art. I just like it. G Street is cool. It's a cool brand. It's just not a domain that's going to sell for big money, but it's, you know. I bet of, you know, I'd be looking to sell it for probably 25 grand, 35 grand, you know, I'd probably price it in that, 50, you know, probably price it at 25, looking for 15 to 25 sale. So, you know, I want to pay a grand or less for that name. But I like it. I think that's a cool name. I mean, for a couple hundred bucks, I would buy floss.org. Amar talked me into iFolio. I like that. I like Cranio. okay, I'll say electric heating. I think electric heating is probably a sleeper. You know, it's big enough. Somebody can make a little business out of that, whether you do it as an SEO site or whether you're a local contractor that, you know, sells it. They utilize it. Electric heating is the category defining domain for that category, right? And so, it's got a decent CPC. It's got, you know, decent amount of search. So it's a he's got enough search that it makes sense for somebody with the appropriate, let's say, ambition, meaning you don't have enormous ambition, but you have the ambition to be in this business. This is a sufficiently good domain name with a sufficiently large enough scope to build a business on. And so I like it. I think that's a decent little name. And I think, you know, look, it's going to be relatively ignored, I guess. I think you can get it for probably under $2,000. And I think that's probably a good buy. I don't think it's easy to sell. I don't think it's an easy flip. But I think if you, you know, I think if, you know, if you were in that, if you had some kind of strategy in that market, it's a great name. That's pretty much it. I mean, I like best names. I've just done very well. Best this, best that, even ones that don't have a lot of search. I've done pretty well. Best bike is, you know, I don't know. I think this whole review site thing is probably, the party's probably over, right? Or let's say the, you know, midnight was a few years ago and it's all downhill from here. and so, but I still, Best Bike is a decent name, you know, at the right price. You get that name for under $100,000, it's probably a good buy. You know, Barbie.com, if you were like, look, I want to go fishing for the dumbest class of people in America.
That's a last name, though. Barbie's also a common surname. I don't want to say common, but it is a surname.
I mean, well, here's what I'm going to tell you. The domain gets a lot of traffic. It gets a lot of typing traffic, right?
And so, not for the surname.
It is not for the surname. It's for you know, really stupid people who don't know how to spell Barbie, okay? And so, and I refer to them as really stupid, not just because they can't spell Barbie, but because they like Barbie. Because they went on the internet searching for Barbie.
There was that huge, right? The movie was huge,
and then,
though, dude.
It's like, do I need to remind you how many stupid people there are?
But I thought, Amar, did you see the movie?
Yes.
Did you like the movie?
Not because I wanted to. Drew.
I hear you. There's lots of reasons why, you know, you have to sacrifice these things sometimes. Once in a book, but what I want to know is how JT is going to come and stand up for Barbie. Like, I want to hear it so bad.
I haven't seen it, but I mean, that it did really well, like in the box office, and it was supposedly like wasn't a. It's not like a kids movie necessarily, right?
No, I mean, it was a social.
Did I say anything about that?
The point is that
I don't run around telling people that kids are stupid. You know, kids have a chance of growing out of stupidity.
I'm just saying that the movie had a little bit more of a vibe than just being your typical sort of Barbie, you know, girl in a Barbie world. But people missed
it. It had the hottest woman on earth.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's the only thing it had going for it.
Iconic, you know what I'm saying? So,
iconic.com. What?
What'd you say?
I said
iconic.com.
There you go. Why? Who has iconic.com? This guy.
It is a great, that's just such
that's
a good name.
That's an awesome name. So,
yeah. One of my favorites. Really one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that name.
It's almost like Squad Help should have rebranded to iconic.com instead of Adam.
Ooh, they looked at that and they looked at fuse.com.
They just couldn't afford fuse it. They couldn't afford Braden's price tag. But
that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, but owning that name and two more correct guesses would have gotten you the victory in the domain game today, but it didn't. And so trying to keep us on. So I think we're good on the name jet list. I know. I just it's not that your accolades are worthless. They're just worthless. I don't know what it is today. You know, I'm feeling kind of like we vibing. I'm hanging with my boys. It's all good. We talking about the Barbie movie. And I think
you cut me off on talking about how Barbie.com with a Y is like the ultimate like stupidity honeypot. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to catch all the stupid people. I'm going to get all of them.
Yeah. No, I'm with it, man. I'm with it. What would be funny is if you created like a knockoff Barbie setup with dolls and everything, but spelled that way. You know what I'm saying? Like straight up just and seeing how many you could sell.
You know, how many dolls you'd sell to people that
that would last a long time.
You know, before you get the the UDRP and the trademark folks or the you know, all that. But
I have a feeling Mattel is going to come for you quick.
Anything else on the list, Drew, before we shut it down, go to grand closing and call?
Which, by the way, let's just say that straight up. Like, you're equally stupid as the people who go to Barbie.com or the Y if you buy this domain name. Because,
more stupid.
It has a ton of typing traffic. But it is literally a walking lawsuit. A UDRP, if you're lucky, and more likely a cyber squatting lawsuit. With a minimum $100,000 penalty. So I would avoid this domain name like the plague. Sorry, NameJet. You know, there are people that have strategies around this shit, and, you know, God bless, let them have it. I would avoid this domain. That is my professional opinion. Is unless your surname is Barbie or your girlfriend's.
Yeah.
Or boyfriend. As it may be.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
All right. Well, good stuff. I think we covered a lot of ground. All right. So let's slide into grand closing and just kind of go around the horn, just see what else is good with everybody. We'll start with you, Amar, since, you know, these other guys set off the other segments of the show. Going to D3.
Going to be there. Today, we'll catch up with a few people that are in town. That'll be fun. Finished my travel arrangements for NamesCon, so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there. That's going to be great.
Awesome.
The best part of all this is just seeing people, right, and spending time.
Totally.
So I think that's going to be fantastic, and that's really it.
All good, man. I love it.
And pickleball.
Yeah. Are you still playing a lot?
I'm playing.
All right. Let's go. Drew, what up with you, man? What's going on?
Look at the veins in Amar's arm.
Oh, yeah.
You're hitting it, huh?
Drew, I just did another DEXA scan yesterday. So numbers are still looking good. Still good, yeah. For the first time, actually, in a while, because since I started playing pickleball, I was losing muscle because I wasn't hitting the gym. I was just doing cardio. And for the first time yesterday, the muscle actually went up a little bit. So that was
good. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. So
it's hard to make time for both, but you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they say Ozempic takes away, you know, your muscle fiber. So you just got to be careful.
I don't do no Ozempic, bro.
Just be careful out there, dog.
Not even going to go there.
Well, yeah.
All right.
All right. So. Oh, Drew, you. Anything else that we have?
No, man, I'm on cruise control. My travels are over. I'm very happy to just be home. I'm settled back in. I redid my office. I'm super pumped to get to Austin, my first trip in 5 years for the main trip. So super pumped to see everybody. And I'm good.
That's awesome.
Like, man.
Can't wait to see you, dude. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
And we will be doing, you know, so since we're talking NamesCon and you know, June.
How many people are going to be coming? Anybody know?
Who knows?
A couple hundred.
They won't know till very end,
till it's over. Yeah,
a lot of people come last minute.
Yeah,
till they see what number they need to promote, you know. And June.
Is this 5th. One also a CloudFest combination?
Aren't they all now?
I don't know. I think so. I guess so.
Yeah, that's gonna drive the numbers up.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I mean, and it helps to, you know, expand the tent and all that good stuff. So. But yes, let me run through June 5th, June 8th, the Omni, Austin, Texas. Go to namescon.com and get registered if you haven't done it already. We're looking forward to it. I mean, Drew's going to be speaking. We'll be doing the panel that we'll do in advance of the live auction. So we've got that going on. And it'll just be great to see everybody. So, mm-hmm. so very cool. And so, Braden, then what about you, man? So,
well, I will also be at NamesCon. I'm speaking, but I'm not sure what I'm doing yet.
Well, are you on our panel? I put you on the list. I didn't know if they had reached out to you.
I don't think so.
I vetoed that.
They didn't tell you? You're on the list. Or you didn't want to be on it. Is that the problem?
who are you talking to now?
I'm talking to you, Braden.
No, I don't know what they put me on. I don't remember. Okay. They sent me the whole schedule and they're like, you know, we're thinking about all these things and I don't know. But I'm going to Nordic Domain Days next month.
Where is that? Is that
Stockholm?
Okay. Yeah, never been to Stockholm. I thought, when is that exactly?
I don't know.
Drew's like, I'm traveling. I'm not traveling until NamesCon. He's like, hey, digital domain names in Stockholm. He's like, what is that?
Well, I was literally just talking with my sister-in-law. She's here visiting us, and I was talking to her yesterday. And I was talking about how I've never been to Stockholm. I really want to go. I want to go to Norway more than Sweden, but
you could do both.
Yeah,
It's like the 12th, 13th of
May.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm booked.
Yeah,
I'm booked.
Other than that, I have not been playing pickleball lately. I've been just going to the gym, because I'm bigger and stronger than I'm more.
Yeah.
Right.
We're seeing it. Ooh, okay. The beach is that way.
Yeah.
I like it. It's like the virtual equivalent of throwing some sand in your face. Wait,
there's going to be an arm wrestle today, I think.
I've got some exercise fitness updates. I started, I do Pilates and my, as well as other things, but I have an amazing Pilates instructor, and she was a professional gymnast, and she like did, you know, the mat stuff, the crazy flipping and the handstand and all that shit. So anyway, so I told her I was determined. I set a 90-day goal. This started last week to do a handstand. Oh, so nice. Reminiscent of Seiger's handstand goal that he did at some point. But anyway, so I have been working on doing a handstand, and today I had a big, I got pretty close today.
Nice. Well, it sounds like there's something that will be, that'll happen on stage at NamesCon.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you might turn into WrestleFest. Let's wrap this up. Cause you know, Braden's got to go down and got to go walk the exhibition hall and,
he's got to go get ready for the.
Were you guys there when I had a dispute with Yanni, and then I beat his ass in beer pong for 10 grand cash in Vegas?
Oh yes, yes.
The main sponsor. That was epic.
Yeah.
That was epic. Bah, walk off.
Let's try to get something like that going when we're in Austin. That would be a lot of fun. So
let's do it.
All right, cool. Well, listen, guys, appreciate y'all. As always, especially Braden, I know you're tuning in from the hotel, and you know, I know this isn't like you're not in your comfort zone, so, but we appreciate you taking the time. Amar, as always, Drew, as always, and to the audience, like I say in every show, thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Without you, there is no us, and we appreciate everybody who's been taking the time out to interact, to reach out. You know, so please keep that up, and but we appreciate y'all, and we'll keep doing what we do, and we'll keep it moving, and so I think that's it. So that's it, guys. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.
Hey.
Bye.